picked up his pen, and Cloth began to speak before he had the chance to dip it. Her eyes were dark. Dark as chocolate, dark as coffee, dark as the polished wood of my father's lute. They were set in a fair face, oval, like a teardrop. Kvothe stopped suddenly as if he had run himself out of words. The silence was so sudden and deep that Chronicler glanced briefly up from his page, something he had not done before. But even as Chronicler looked up, another flood of words burst out of Kvothe. Her easy smile could stop a man's heart. Her lips were red, not the garish painted red so many women believe makes them desirable. Her lips were always red, morning and night, as if minutes before you saw her, she had been eating sweet berries or drinking heart's blood. No matter where she stood, she was in the center of the room. Kvothe frowned. Do not misunderstand. She was not loud or vain. We stare at a fire because it flickers, because it glows. The light is what catches our eyes, but what makes a man lean close to a fire has nothing to do with its bright shape. What draws you to a fire is the warmth you feel when you come near. The same was true of Denner. As Cloth spoke, his expression twisted as if each word he spoke rankled him more and more. And while the words were clear, they matched his expression, as if each one was rasped with a rough file before it left his mouth. She... Kvothe's head was bowed so low, he seemed to be speaking to his hands laying in his lap. What am I doing? He said faintly, as if his mouth was full of grey ash. What good can come of this? How can I make any sense of her for you when I have never understood the last piece of her myself? Chronicler had written most of this out before he realized that Kvothe had probably not intended him to. He froze for a bare moment, then finished scratching down the rest of the sentence. Then he waited a long, quiet moment before he stole a look upward at Kvothe. Kvothe's eyes caught and held him. They were the same dark eyes that Chronicler had seen before. Eyes like angry gods. For a moment it was all Chronicler could do to not draw back from the table. There was an icy silence. Kvothe stood and pointed at the paper that lay in front of Chronicler. Cross that out, he grated. Chronicler blanched, his expression as stricken as if he'd been stabbed. When he made no move, Kvothe reached down and calmly slid the half-written sheet from under Chronicler's pen. If crossing out is something you feel disinclined towards. Kvothe tore the half-written sheet with slow care, the sound bleeding the color from Chronicler's face. With terrible deliberateness, Kvothe lifted a blank sheet and lay it carefully in front of the stunned scribe. One long finger stabbed at the torn sheet, smearing the still wet ink. Copy to here, he said in a voice that was cold and motionless as iron. The iron was in his eyes too, hard and dark. There was no arguing. Chronicler quietly copied to where Kvothe's finger pinned the paper to the table. Once Chronicler was finished, Kvothe began to speak crisply and clearly, as if he were biting off pieces of ice. In what manner was she beautiful? I realize that I cannot say enough. So, since I cannot say enough, at least I will avoid saying too much. Say this, that she was dark-haired. There. It was long and straight. She was dark of eye and fair complected. There. Her face was oval, her jaw strong and delicate. Say that she was poised and graceful. There. Kvothe took a breath before continuing. Finally, say that she was beautiful. That is all that can be well said. that she was beautiful, through to her bones, despite any flaw or fault. She was beautiful, to Quoth at least. At least, to Quoth, she was most beautiful. For a moment, Quoth tensed, as if he would leap up and tear this sheet away from Chronicler as well. Then he relaxed, like a sail when the wind leaves it.
But to be honest, it must be said that she was beautiful to others as well.